Want to continue our discussion today about tefillah tashlumin, meaning if a person forgot to daven a particular tefillah, the notion that he can compensate for it in the next tefillah by saying two amidot. So an important halacha is that there's only a concept of tashlumin that's at the next tefillah, meaning that if I miss out shachrit for whatever reason, I can compensate for it at mincha, but if I don't compensate for it at mincha, then I can't compensate for it at maariv. That also means that I can only compensate for one missed tefillah if I miss shachrit and mincha. That's I'm very, very tired and I sleep through. I've been up all night and I sleep through, get to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I sleep through shachrit and I sleep through mincha, and I don't wake up till 8 o'clock in the evening when it's already dark. I can only do tashlumin for the missed mincha, and I can't do tashlumin for the missed shachrit. However, in actual fact, this is a point of machloket in the Rishonim, and there are those who say that you can actually daven tefillat tashlumin, that's as long as you like or whenever you need to. So you remember last week that you missed out a mincha, that you can do tashlumin for it now, and likewise that if you missed out several tefillot, then you can do tashlumin for all of them. So the Shulchan Aruch says that what's correct practice, best practice in that situation, is that you should actually daven tashlumin for all the missed tefillot, or for a tefillah that you missed last week, but you should daven it b'tayat nedavah, that's as an optional tefillah, that's so not as statutory tashlumin, but as an optional tefillah. And in actual fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, who says what you should do is you should make a tenai and say that if what you're chayav for is you're really supposed to daven tashlumin, then this is tashlumin, and if it's not tashlumin, so then it works as a tefillat nedava. That there are various situations we discussed yesterday about why a person might be patur, exempt from davening a particular tefillah. That's all, why a person might not have davened a particular tefillah and is therefore liable in tashlumin. The question comes up, what if a person was patur, was exempt from davening a particular tefillah? Does he still have to daven tashlumin? So essentially we say no, if you're exempt from tefillah, then you've got no obligation to compensate for it because there was nothing to compensate for. So there's a discussion about, for example, a person who's osek be mitzvah, a person who's involved in doing a mitzvah. Let's say a person's looking after somebody who's ill. So it's a mitzvah to look after somebody who's ill, and you're with the ill person all afternoon, and you don't get a chance to daven mincha. Or you could be osek be tzorchei tzibur. You're taking care of communal matters of great importance. In actual fact, you don't have to interrupt what you're doing to go and daven. So you're patur in both of those cases from davening at the time of tefillah, but do you have to do tashlumin afterwards? So again, that's a machloket in the poskim. Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is patur because he's osik b'tzorchei tzibur, because he's attending to communal matters, that's presumably as opposed to other issues of where you're involved in another mitzvah, that's where you're involved in communal matters, so then you should daven the compensatory tefillah. But again, you should have in mind that this is a nedava, this is an optional tefillah rather than a statutory tefillah. A similar question comes up with a person who's an onen. An onen doesn't daven. An onen being a person who's just lost a close relative and hasn't yet had the levaya. So an onen is patur mikol mitzvot, is exempt from doing any positive mitzvot, and doesn't daven, doesn't say brachot, etc. So if his person's relative died, that's in the middle of the night, and the levaya is the next afternoon, so they're exempt from davening shachrit. And the next afternoon, when they daven mincha, they don't have to daven tashlumin for the missed mincha because they were never chayav at the time of davening shachrit at all. Interesting question comes up, though, is what if the relative died, say, at 6 o'clock in the morning? That's after the beginning of Zman Tefillah, and then wasn't buried till the afternoon. So the Onen was patur from davening shachrit once he woke up, he got a phone call, whatever, to say that his relative has died. He now doesn't daven shachrit because he's an Onen. But that there was a time during the morning when he was chayiv in tefillah, before he got the news that his father had died, that he's chayiv in tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah says that in that case, actually at mincha time, he does have to daven tashlumin, because he wasn't exempt for the entire period. There was a time when he should have davened. He didn't daven when he should have done. However, there are other poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan and others, say no. We look at the end of the time. If at the end of the Sofzman tefillah he was patur, so there was no opportunity for him daven at the end of the time of davening, so then he doesn't have to daven tashlumin. That's because there's no obligation that a person has to daven mincha as soon as it gets to half an hour after midday. In actual fact, we say that we don't daven generally daven mincha that early. There's no obligation that you have to daven shachrit as soon as it gets light in the morning. So it's only if you were chayav for the entire duration of that Zman Tefillah and you didn't daven, then you would have to daven Tashlumin. But if you were exempt at least at the end of that Zman Tefillah, then you wouldn't daven Tashlumin. Adkan.